This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, July 25th, 2014. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be our guest in the rest of the hour, beginning with the next segment. Of course, he's an American economist, columnist. He was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. We're going to be talking to him about the situation in the Ukraine, primarily. We've been talking about a lot of different subjects in the last hour, and wanted to take some of your calls. One of the things we talked about was how differently the administration treated homeschoolers, a homeschooling family who came here as refugees. We hear that they have to go now to Honduras and send refugees from the violence that I would argue we have created with our war on drugs in Central and South America. Now the children are being brought into America. The borders are being opened up for those violent multinational gangs to come in. But it's all about compassion for the children, we're told. And yet there was no such compassion for this family who came here, was granted asylum by an immigration judge, and then hounded by Eric Holder and the Department of Justice all the way to the Supreme Court. And as they continued to fight, as it looked like they were going to lose, they basically just put up their hands and let them go. And as I mentioned, we've seen this over and over and over again. When they're doing something under color of law that they know that they're going to lose the case, they basically give that individual a free pass and say, that's all right, you're making a problem, we're going to let you go, but we're going to come after everybody else. And I want to take some of your calls here in the few minutes that we've got in this segment before we go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Let's go to Lorene in Ohio. You said you wanted to talk about homeschooling. Go ahead, Lorene.
Hey, I just wanted to give you an example of how this works. I had CPS show up in my driveway. Somebody had reported me. They said, we hear you're talking bad about the government, that you're talking against vaccines, that you're neglecting your children's education, and you live in a house that's too small for all the people that are in there. And here's the situation. I told them, I'm not a resident of the United States or of the state of Ohio. I am not a ward. I am not a minor government official in any capacity. I am a natural man, a child of the living God. And what happened is they sent a letter and said, oh, we're sorry, we find no problem, we'll leave you alone. The reason that all these people are getting in trouble is because this is a corporate government. This is not even a democracy. It never was a democracy. It was a republic where all people were equal under the law. But there are two forms of government running, and the administrative jurisdiction that most people as U.S. citizens find themselves in are subject to the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that are written by the corporate government. They have a right to tell their slaves what to do. And that's why in the 14th Amendment it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's because there are some people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Those are the free men. When this country was established, the Constitution was written as a body of negative law to control the maids and the butlers. They're the ones who have the rules. We, the men, were free kings. After the war of aggression of the corporations against the several states, which they call the Civil War, it wasn't a civil war. It was the corporations wanting to use the southern land for collateral. And when they said no, they brought the force. But the point is, they flipped it at that point. At that point, they said, all you U.S. citizens, remember they freed the blacks and I brought?
Exactly, Lauren. And you know what they're doing is, over and over again, and they're getting even more obvious about it, whenever they do something under color of law, if they can intimidate you to do it, if they can intimidate you to follow them, they will use that threat of force. Many times they will use force, and they've used it over and over again. Of course, they're using it more frequently. They're building for it. They're building a crisis, and they're going to use that as an opportunity. They will use force against you, but they will also try to intimidate you. That's why it's so important for you to know your rights, to know that you have a right to film them, to know that you have all these other rights. We're going to be taking your calls later in the third hour. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts, of course, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, about what's going on in Ukraine as well as what's going on in our economy. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in studio this Friday, July 25th, 2014. My guest coming up in this segment is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, American economist, a columnist. He's former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. He's also famous as the co-founder of Reaganomics, and we want to talk to him about what's going on in Ukraine, get his take on it. We have a story up on Infowars.com today. Washington is escalating the orchestrated Ukrainian crisis, quote-unquote, into a war. Before we do that, I want to let you know that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com is home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. It's delicious, nutritious, prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. The products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford, visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today or call 1-866-229-0927. Again, that's 1-866-229-0927. 800-229-0927. That's mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Let's go to Dr. Roberts on the line. Dr. Roberts, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, David.
I wanted to talk to you about this crisis. We have another article with a headline that was written by Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute. General Breedlove or Dr. Strangelove? I mean, it is like they are pushing this like we have never seen before, trying to push us not only into a revived Cold War, but actually into a nuclear war, trying to push for war with Russia. And, of course, CNN was happy about the fact that in their recent survey, they found that they've already got 10% of the Americans who want to go to war with Russia over an airliner that was shot down.
Shot down most likely by the United States controlled puppet government in Kiev. Yeah.
Yes. And what would they have to gain from this? I mean, we just learned within the last 24 hours that the prime minister in Ukraine, most of his cabinet, has resigned. Their coalition has fallen apart. They were losing militarily in that area. So what possible motive could they have to stage a false flag attack or to try to profit from this and make what may have been either it was a false flag or it was a tragic accident, try to turn that into a stage for a war, another Lusitania or another Maine or something?
Well, I don't think the Kiev government has anything to gain by it. But it's not an independent government. It's a creation of Washington.
Yes.
You have to remember the government resulted from the Washington orchestrated coup against the existing government that was overseen by Victoria Nuland. And the people who took power from the formerly elected government that was overthrown, they were Washington's selection. They were chosen by Victoria Nuland. So it's a puppet government, and you can understand that if Washington is trying to cause strategic problems for Russia, and if Washington is trying to break off Russian economic and political relationships with Europe, which have been growing, much to Washington's unease, then having an airliner come down with civilians and blaming Russia and demonizing Russia, that gives Washington pressure to apply to the European countries that are unwilling at this time to follow Washington's policy of imposing sanctions on Russia that would break up the European-Russian economic relationships. So clearly, Washington would have a motive. Now, of course, we don't know that Washington is any more responsible than the Russians. It may have been some form of accident or miscalculation. We do know that the Ukrainian government, though, was split. You know, you had the American stooges that were groomed to look publicly acceptable, and then you had the extreme right-wing elements that have roots back to the Nazis. And those parts of the government apparently are in disagreement because the reason the government failed was the right-wing elements pulled out. If the reports I've seen are correct, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the conflict within the puppet government, and then you have Washington's management of this conflict. We know that Washington does have a black op groups. They may be rogue groups. It may have been organized in that way. We just don't know. All we know is the Russians have released their satellite photos. And the only real evidence we have are those photos, because Washington so far refuses to release its satellite photos.
Yeah, there's been an amazing back and forth going on between the press. Matt Lee, going after the State Department spokesman and saying, release your information. Are you seriously saying that the only thing that you have to go on to pin this on the Russians is social media? And we've already seen yesterday it surfaced that there was a month-old video. If they're going to just go with social media, there's a month-old video from YouTube that had somebody saying a month ago that they were concerned because the plane that they were in was being tailed by Ukrainian fighters, and that they dropped some bombs and then pulled away and said, hey, they could set us up, get us shot down doing something like that. So if we're just going to have social media as our only standard, that is something people need to weigh that against. But people just don't find that credible that the American government would have no satellite pictures that they're willing to share of this. And, of course, the Ukrainian government has locked down everything from their air traffic controller. So there's no evidence coming out of the people who are doing the accusations, and yet it is really building. In your article here, you talked about General Philip Breedlove, who keeps repeating the phrase Russian aggression. Talk about that and the bill that's coming up that they put in the Senate.
Well, what we know is whatever was the cause of the airliner coming down, Washington immediately seized on it to demonize Russia.
Yes.
And we've seen this demonization, and as you just pointed out, there's never any evidence provided in behalf of the accusations and insinuations against Russia. Well, what has now happened is even though Obama had to permit U.S. intelligence to issue a statement to reporters that there was no evidence directly connecting Russia to the downing of the airliner. This is already now buried under the assertions and reassertions of Russian aggression, Russian aggression. So we have two things going on that really point toward a major war. One is Breedlove. He's a four-star general and NATO commander, American, and he has a plan that he is presenting at the NATO summit in September that requires enormous buildup of military stockpiles, equipment on the Russian border such that troops could instantly attack Russia en masse. So he is mobilizing. His plan is to provide the provisions and supplies necessary for a massive response to Russia. Of course, the excuse is it will be to forestall or to deal with a Russian incursion from Russian aggression. But we don't have any evidence of any Russian war plans to attack Europe. We don't see any statements of Russian expansionism. We don't see any statements that the Russians see themselves as exceptional and indispensable people.
And, you know, in light of that, Dr. Roberts, it's even worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, we were aggressively trying to expand things at the time, and yet, you know, when the Soviet Union starts moving missiles right up to our country, right there in Cuba, it got pushed back. We're now doing the same thing, even with less reason than the Russians had initially to put missiles in Cuba. We're doing that to the Russians now. And, of course, when a journalist told Vladimir Putin in a press conference that, of course, we're not amassing these forces on your border, it doesn't have anything to do with you, he laughed at her. You know, he knows what this is about.
Yeah, I hope so. So we have that. And then we have the Senate bill, 2277, mm-hmm. I think it's the number. And this bill is co-sponsored so far by 22 U.S. senators. Mm. And it says that, what it's about, it's got three titles. I describe it in my column. But it's about equipping NATO, beefing up American military presence on Russian borders, supporting the American-financed NGOs inside Russia, you know, putting more money so that they can be used as fifth columns mm-hmm. in the way that they were used in Kiev against the elected government. It's about upping the propaganda about Russia, piping more propaganda into the Russian Federation and preparing for war. It's essentially about preparing for war. So it matches the Breedlove suggestion. Now, why is this happening? Well, we have information that among policy circles in Washington, there is the belief that at this time, the United States has such a strategic superiority over Russia that the United States can win a nuclear war. Mm. And that this strategic superiority is not permanent because Russia is making a comeback under Putin, and they're rapidly improving their military. And that should we use this superiority now?
That is really key, Dr. Roberts. We want to continue on that. The fact that they believe that they've got a window of opportunity here to win a nuclear war. We're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. We're going to be right back. Looks like they think they can win a nuclear war, so they're pushing for it. Really is like Dr. Strangelove.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Hyde in studio, and I have on the line Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, American economist and columnist, and a former assistant secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, and co-founder of Reaganomics. And Dr. Roberts, just before we went to break, you had a bombshell statement. I want you to repeat that again. We're talking about General Breedlove, and you were saying that you believe that they think they've got a window of opportunity to win a nuclear war here with Russia, that this isn't just about reviving the Cold War for the military-industrial complex's profits, but they actually want to push into a confrontation. It certainly looks like that. But go ahead. I want you to continue with that. If you could restate that, because that's very important.
This isn't new or anything. In fact, one of the articles is available. It's in the Foreign Affairs, the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is one of the main vehicles where U.S. foreign policy is discussed and worked out. And there's an article there, it's several years old, I don't really remember, in which it explicitly makes clear that the United States has this advantage, that there's a window of opportunity, that the advantage is so great that the United States can initiate war with Russia, win, and be rid of the threat of another global power coming on the scene that could block American hegemony in the world. Mm-hmm. You may know, David, you may know that the Brzezinski Doctrine and the Wolfowitz Doctrine both say that it's imperative on American foreign policy and military strategy to prevent the rise of any other global power.
Yes.
This is the goal, and that's what the Ukraine works into. So, these sorts of things are discussed in Washington, and the same sort of alleged window of opportunity existed during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff pressured President John F. Kennedy to allow them to initiate a first strike on Russia, on the Soviet Union. And the reason given was that they don't yet have delivery capabilities for their hydrogen bombs that can penetrate our airspace. And so we have a chance now to knock them out. Well, Kennedy went berserk. He said, "You people are crazy." And so on, and it's one of the reasons people who have spent their life studying the Kennedy assassination, I believe that the Joint Chiefs and the CIA were involved.
Certainly. Now we have, though, a president who, very much unlike John F. Kennedy, wants to take advantage of these windows of opportunity. It's not just pressing this doctrine to win a nuclear war with their quote-unquote window of opportunity, but they've got a window of opportunity to completely remake the American economy. They've been talking about the Cloward and Piven strategy since the 1960s as well, and now they have an opportunity to implode the economy with a massive expansion of the entitlement state, and now they're looking to press what they think is their window of opportunity here with the nuclear weapons.
Well, David, you can't overlook the fact that I'm sure Obama is being told, look, we missed the chance on the Kennedy, we mustn't miss it again.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's like there's not any everything that we consider to be a crisis, and they have created multiple crises throughout the world and in our country. They view every one of those crises, I think, as an opportunity, don't they, Dr. Roberts?
That's why they create them.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what I think has happened in Ukraine, this is important. Putin saw what the American plot was. And he understands that the ability of the United States to act unilaterally in the world really depends on the support Washington has from Europe. And therefore, when he's faced with this sort of provocative militarism in Ukraine, he backed off of replying in any military way. He asked the Duma to rescind his authority to use Russian forces in Ukraine. And his bet was that by being unprovocative, by being very reasonable, very diplomatic. He might can break off Europe from the United States or some major country in the EU, and that this would be the beginning of the unraveling of NATO and thereby prevent this drive toward nuclear war. So that's Putin's bet. That's why there's been no Russian military response to the slaughter of the Russian populations in eastern and southern Ukraine.
We have to go to a break right now, Dr. Roberts. I want to pick up on that because we had an article touching on that yesterday, talking about the relationship between Germany and Putin and where that might happen with the BRICS and whether Germany might be pushed into that or if that might be even what's behind the NSA surveillance of Germany. We're going to be back with Dr.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and I have on the line Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. We've been talking about what's going on in Ukraine, how General Breedlove and those in the Senate, the now 22 co-sponsors of a Senate bill, all about Russian aggression. And, of course, they're pushing on that. I want to continue with Dr. Roberts, but I want to let you know that We have a special going on right now on Prison Planet TV. Have you seen the new studio that we've got? You know, for a long time, you've been supporting us. That's how we operate. Your contribution, your subscription really is our budget. And I can tell you from having worked here for a couple of years that Alex is putting that all back into the business. He's investing that back in so we can affect more change as you partner with us. Right now, we have a special at Prison Planet TV. You can get 5.3 months for free. You always get 2 months for free whenever you sign up. But right now, through the end of the month, you get another 3 additional months. It's $39.95 is all it is for a one-year subscription. And that is available through the end of the month. We also are slashing prices on the 1776 apparel, shirts, belt buckles. You can get all that stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. The 800 number is 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. When you partner with us, that allows us to do things like expand the footprint and the reach of the nightly news. When you get a subscription, Prison Planet TV, you can share that with up to 11 people at the same time, can watch the news along with you. All of Alex Jones's documentaries are available there online. So it's a great way to get the information out there. It's a great way to support this operation. And of course, we have built it with your support. Now, I want to go back to Dr. Roberts. We were talking just before the break about really kind of the asymmetric warfare that's going on between Russia and the United States. The United States believes that they can win a nuclear exchange with Russia. They believe that they have superior force militarily. So Putin's strength is not really that. As you pointed out in the last segment, he went to the Duma and said, I want you to revoke my ability to use force in Ukraine. He's trying to show the world that he's not aggressive militarily, and yet it looks as though they're going to be very aggressive in terms of economic changes. That's really where his strength is, isn't it, Dr. Roberts, with the BRICS? We just had an article yesterday where financial analyst Jim Willey said that he believes that Germany is secretly planning to join the BRICS. That would be Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, trying to set up an alternative to the unipolar system of the dollar. What is that going to do to us as Americans, Dr. Roberts, if they're successful in doing that?
You know, in my book, I wrote The Failure of Laissez-Faire Capitalism and Economic Dissolution of the West. It came out in English last year. It came out in German the year before. And in the book, I point out to German, because it was published in Germany, that they stand to gain most by being economically allied with Russia. And, of course, the book's been read in Germany and discussed. And so this may actually be in their mind, or at least they are aware that they have an alternative to being tied down in the EU by the European Central Bank, by the European Parliament, and by Washington. But I don't think it's likely that we'll see in Germany join the BRICS. This might happen some years from now as more countries do what the BRICS are doing, which essentially amounts to settling their international trade relations with one another in their own currencies without the use of the U.S. dollar. So it is an abandonment by those five countries of using the dollar as a world reserve currency. Now, this is likely to spread because there's no need any longer, in my opinion, for a world reserve currency. This was a role necessary after World War II, when every other economy was destroyed. No one had an economy except the United States. And therefore, it had the only currency that was backed by the production of real goods and services. You know, Russia was in ruins, Germany is in ruins, England, France. Japan was in ruins. China was still a third world backwater. And so it was only the dollar that could provide that role. But today you see there are many economies that are doing well, that whose own currencies are valuable and are backed by the output of goods and services, and in most cases, by a sounder monetary and fiscal policy.
Yeah.
So
certainly in the case of Germany, right?
They can use, well, Germany no longer has its own currency. Mm-hmm. It got tricked into giving up the mark for the euro.
Right, that's
but
right.
It could go back, mm-hmm. and so countries can now resolve their trade in their own currencies, and of course it's cheaper, because if you're using the dollar, it means, first of all, you have to pay a foreign exchange transaction to convert your currency into dollars. And then you use the dollars for payment, and then the country who receives the dollars, then it has to pay a foreign currency transaction to convert the dollars into its currency. So it greatly lowers the cost of settling international accounts to deal in your own currencies and to avoid the dollar. So this may actually happen. It may come about. And, of course, if the dollar loses its role, it means demand for dollars collapses, and so would the exchange value of the dollar. So the United States would become much poorer. People would experience dramatic domestic inflation from the rising price of imports, and Washington would no longer be able to pay its bills by printing money.
Yes.
So the BRICS, in this sense, represent a major threat, and that would be another reason Washington might want to take out Russia, because Russia is one of the two foundations of the BRICS, along with China. But
And as this article, I want to point out, as this article said earlier this month, the BRICS announced the creation of a new $100 billion anti-dollar alternative IMF bank that's going to be based in Shanghai, and it will be chaired by Moscow.
Yes, they'll eventually have $100 billion. Mm-hmm. You see, the IMF is used to loot countries for Western banks.
Yes.
And finally, the Russians and the Chinese and the Indians have caught on.
Yeah. They're going to set up their own looting regime, right, to do that. Yeah, we've been living off of this credit card economy ever since we were able to do that after World War II. As you point out, so many other countries actually have a much sounder economy than we do. So what happens? You said it's going to be massive inflation. We all know that. I mean, just how bad do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be kind of a hyperinflation once the world goes off of the American dollar?
I can't predict, but I can predict U.S. living standards will take a big hit.
Yes.
But this could be long in coming. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this year or next. It could be long in coming. I think that Willis, he sees the direction of things. And, of course, I see the same directions. But I think he's a little bit premature in the actual happening. But of course, it could happen quickly.
Well, one of the things that he mentioned that I thought was interesting was he thought that the NSA spying on Germany was largely out of a paranoia that they might be trying to make some financial move. Now, whether or not that's true, certainly what we have done, what's come to light with the NSA spying, has prepared the German public to want to essentially distance themselves from us. And, of course, we dictate sanctions to them, tell them they have to join with us on our foreign policy. I would imagine that a lot of countries, not just Germany, are getting pretty sick and tired of that.
Well, they may be. Actually, one of the main parts of one of the titles of Senate 2277, the bill, is to ensure our integration of the German military into the American military. So clearly there is the intent to put Germany in a position that its military is dependent on American operational procedures and technology and cannot act independently. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Washington uses NATO to do. It incorporates the militaries of the other countries into it in a way that they are dependent on the communication system controlled by Washington and all the weapon systems and everything else. So in a way, it makes these militaries unable to function outside the American umbrella. So I don't know to come back to what we were talking about, that Putin's bet will pan out for him. Instead, what's happening is there's slaughter of these Russian-speaking people who are living in territories that formerly were part of Russia itself, territories that were attached to the Ukraine by various Soviet Communist Party leaders. And this, of course, if it continues and these people continue to be slaughtered the way the Palestinians are being slaughtered in Gaza by the Israeli military, it will tend to turn against Putin inside Russia. Right now he has very high standing, but at some point he needs to take action to stop the slaughter of these people who are formerly Russian citizens. Mm-hmm. And if he waits too long, it becomes more difficult, because we've seen the announcement that the United States are now sending military advisors to Ukraine. Now, this is the beginning, then, of U.S. direct involvement in the conflict. If the advisors, if we follow the Vietnam pattern,
yes.
Next there'll be fighting. And so then this makes it harder for Russia to deal with the situation in a decisive way without encountering U.S. forces. Whereas, if Putin had accepted the request for reunification from the Ukrainian provinces the way he did from Crimea, the whole thing would be over with by now, because the Ukraine has no capability of engaging Russian military forces, and Washington would not have had the time to build up all the propaganda against Russia. It would have shown Europe a very clear, decisive action by Russia. They would see that they don't want part of any American plan that puts them into conflict with such decisive decision-making. And this would have been the end of the crisis. So I think that Putin, he made a reasonable and responsible bet. It hasn't worked.
What do you make of the resignation of the prime minister in Ukraine, Yatsenyuk, and his cabinet, and that coalition falling apart? Do you think that that's going to be a move towards pro-Russian forces, or is that sweeping out these guys to get somebody in that's going to be more amenable to George Soros and company and State Department?
Yes, I don't think Soros has anything to do with it. It's the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we don't know what happened. It could just be a tactic, because the parliament did not sign off on two of the IMF austerity demands. And what happened, from my understanding, though we don't have any good reports, my understanding is that the right-wing parties in the coalition pulled out. That collapsed the government, and then that led to the resignation of the cabinet. Mm-hmm. And the prime minister. So I think that the initiating factor may have been the withdrawal of the two right-wing parties, the two parties that are usually said to be neo-Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to have been the collapse, and it seemed to have been disagreement over the austerity that the IMF intended to impose on Ukrainians. Now, how this will come out, I don't know. The ministers that resigned are in favor of the austerity. So whether, and they are the ones that the United States is backing.
Well, now, of course, they're also going to have elections at this point. Maybe that's another way for them to establish more firmly their control, is to actually have elections for the first time. We hear the press over here always talking about how the self-appointed separatists in Crimea are there. But, of course, these guys are also just as self-appointed. And if they have the right and the ability to remove themselves from Russia, then, of course, that means that a subsection of their country also has the same human right to secede as self-government and that sort of thing. But we see that there's very little coverage, I think, actually, of what's going on. Even the fact that there has been a collapse of the Ukrainian government, that's not really covered much in the news here, even though it's just happened
yesterday.
Last
year, when I heard about it, I heard about it from the man who runs global research. I quickly went to the news. There was nothing in the New York Times, nothing on CNN.
That's right.
Nothing on BBC. Now, I've since heard that last night the BBC had a program on it, but it was nothing on their website, and it already occurred. So it may be that everybody was waiting to get Washington's spin on it before they reported it. That's probably what happened. It could also be what's happened, David, is that puppet government there, which is inconvenienced by the right-wing elements to some extent, may have decided that the Ukrainians have had enough of those people, and therefore to collapse the government and have elections might get rid of them. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it is these right-wing elements that have the armed militias that were the first to attack the so-called separatists in eastern and southern Ukraine. So it looks like they are a fairly well-organized group, and so I don't know whether they can be got rid of or not. It might work the other way.
It's interesting to see how differently they covered it versus the plane crash. Immediately, CNN was showing pictures. They knew exactly what missile it was, and they had graphics showing it looked like they had a tank with these Buk missiles on it right in the studio because they'd superimposed it there with a green screen. And so they were immediately on all of this and immediately had identified that it was Vladimir Putin, essentially, that was doing this. But they were very quiet about the fact that the Ukraine government has essentially collapsed in its coalition. I guess they don't want a narrative that's going to make the Ukrainian government look weak or illegitimate. They want to make it look as legitimate as possible.
Well, I think the media is just waiting for Washington's spin. Mm-hmm. And as you said, they're already, they were completely ready, on cue to blame Russia about the airliner. And that makes it look orchestrated.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Roberts. Again, this is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, American economist, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. His website is paulcraigroberts.org, and his most recent book is entitled How America Was Lost. His article is up on Infowars.com talking about the so-called crisis that has been orchestrated, now an opportunity to escalate the tensions between the West and Russia for many reasons. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Roberts.
This is great, Dave.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to go back to taking your calls. We just had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us talking about the Ukraine situation. Our number here is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've got some people that are still on hold from before Dr. Roberts joined us. I want to go to them now, but before we do, I just want to point out this article that's up on InfoWars.com today. Over a third of Americans want Obama impeached. That's even one in five Democrats favor impeaching president. This is 33% said they want Obama impeached, 57% of Republicans. 45% of people say that Obama has sought to expand the power of the presidency too far. Maybe that's why they want to get him out of there. And, of course, what will they do about it? We've seen a lot of Republicans pushing back in the last couple of weeks saying, oh, we don't want to do impeachment. We've seen op-ed pieces. We've seen spokesmen for the Republican Party saying this is a losing strategy. We don't want to do this. They need to do it, I believe, because it's the right thing to do. If you don't push back, you're essentially saying you agree with what he's done. You essentially say it's okay for a president to ignore the law, to ignore Congress, to ignore Supreme Court decisions, and do whatever it is that they wish. It's wrong to not oppose this kind of activity. If you lose, you lose, but you have to have the backbone to stand up. That's what we were talking about with Paul Ryan when he went before the FEC and begged them for an exemption to do what politicians have essentially been doing, and that is using books that they write to raise money. And, of course, Hillary Clinton didn't go to them and ask for an exemption. Now, not that she would really care what the law is or what the regulations are, but we have certain rights, and one of those rights is free speech, and that's especially about political speech. It's not just there about artistic freedom. Certainly, that is part of free speech, but the First Amendment is there primarily to protect political speech. And if the Federal Elections Commission is going to impinge upon that and take part of that and turn it into a privilege granted by them and prescribed by them, they came back and said, well, you can't write more than two sentences on your website about it. And they put some other restrictions on there. The FEC chairman, who is Republican, was very upset about that, said that they've established a regulatory precedent here, yet he voted for it. They slapped down Paul Ryan, yet he asked permission from them to exercise his First Amendment rights. So when the Republicans say they don't want to go to the bat and they don't want to vote to impeach or try to impeach Obama because they can't win it, they just don't have the backbone to stand up for principle, as all I believe that's behind this. The American people are getting tired of this. I'm very tired of it. I'm sure you are if you're listening to this program. Let's go to Paul in Canada. Paul, you've got some solutions, you said, on your notes here. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, man.
Hey. What's your solution?
Hey, I'm glad to get through finally. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Actually, not first-time caller. I've tried to get through before, but... glad to get through to you. I got a few things I wrote down. I'm just going to shoot through them real quick, and whatever one you want to touch on and remember, that's great. You can give me a reply.
Go for it.
Here's the first one. Alex is always talking about dead kids. That I just want to say that probably makes a lot of people uncomfortable, and it turns a few people off. It's not so much me, but there's probably a good percentage of people that as soon as he starts talking too blatantly about it's just not so much roasting black kids on the White House lawn. Okay, we all understand the analogy behind that. But when he says grinding all the knee cleavers and he starts going on about rape and all that stuff, that probably makes a lot of people really uncomfortable. And whether he's trying to get sensational to prove a big message or not, it automatically turns the people off.
So you don't think we should speak out against abortion?
No, absolutely speak out against it. But there's ways to word it that's not so. I mean, no, I'm not.
Yeah, it's very offensive. You know, when anti-abortion protesters go places and show pictures of what they do to the children during the process of abortion, people get very offended by that. They should be offended by about it. Anybody with a moral sense should be offended by that, but not at the messenger. Hang on, I'll let you make your other points right after the break. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out intellectually.